You're now listening to the English news of Gangtae Radio and Television Station. On the morning of September 9, in Vĩnh Thạnh District, Gangtae City, the Vietnam-Singapore Industrial Park VSIP Vĩnh Thạnh project officially kicked off. This is the biggest industrial park project in the Mekong Delta up to this moment. With an investment capital of more than 3,700 billion Vietnam Dong, this key project for Gangtae City will play a significant role in bridging domestic and international trade while also encouraging further investment. Vĩnh Thạnh Industrial Park is the seventh industrial park to be constructed in Gangtae City, thanks to the support of the government, ministries and central branches, as well as the tenacity of Gangtae City and VSIP Company. The Singaporean investor reaffirmed that it would carry out the project as planned and that it would concentrate on encouraging international companies to participate in production and business that adhere to the project's clean, green and sustainable trend. On the afternoon of September 8, Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, alternate member of the Party Central Committee, Secretary of Gangtae City Party Committee, and Mr. Trần Việt Trường, Chairman of the City People Committee, had a meeting and worked with Mr. Roy Ho, Consul General of the Republic of Singapore in Ho Chi Minh City. The Secretary expressed gratitude for the Consul General's assistance in establishing the VSIP Industrial Park in Gangtae City. He believed that it was possible to push for the expansion of Phase 2 because many positive planning factors had been approved by the government. Transportation infrastructure was being well invested in, and human resources at the city were ready. According to Mr. Roy Ho, the leaders of Vietnam and Singapore have a keen interest in the green and digital economy, and the VSIP is the evidence of their dedication to working together for sustainable, green development. In addition to creating jobs, it will also lead to the emergence of numerous new professions in Gangtae City. In addition, he stated that Singapore, which has expertise in these areas, engages with Gangtae to help the development of both education and climate change solutions. On September 8, Gangtae City Party Secretary Mr. Nguyễn Văn Hiếu, the Standing Vice Chairman of the City People Committee, Mr. Dương Tấn Hiển, and leaders of several city agencies and units visited and worked with a number of typical businesses. Also on September 8, at Sơn Islet, Bình Thủy District, the Emulation Plot of Association with Specific Characteristic No. 1 organized a conference with the theme Sharing Effective Models on Disaster Prevention and Response. Members of the PLOC exchanged operationally relevant experiences at the conference. The Red Cross Society of Bình Thủy District introduced an ecotourism concept while listening to alternatives to lower the dangers of natural disaster. The model was created in 2019 and has 32 members. The model aims to support Sơn Islet community ecotourism while benefiting the local community. Recent incidents of tourists falling while climbing trees, into rivers, falling off bicycles, and experiencing heart failure while on tour have been swiftly attended to by the model members without any significant consequences. Founding district leaders have just had a meeting with relevant sectors and people committee of commune and towns about assigning tasks to coordinate the organization of the 10th Founding Gangtae Ecotourism Festival 2023, responding to World Tourism Day on September 27. Accordingly, the festival will take place at Founding Square for 4 days from September 25th to 28th. Founding District has planned 11 events, including booths promoting tourism in the province, town and tourist-related enterprises, a trade fair, fruit models and ecological miniatures, a platform for employment sharing, a photo gallery, a contest for miniature landscape models and fruit displays, and more. In collaboration with the City's Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism, 3 events are planned, including a public city campaign, an opening ceremony, a closing ceremony, and a summary ceremony to present prizes for contests. Each department's committee, branch and people committee of communes and towns linked with each specific activity have been given specific tasks by the district people committee. According to circular number 32 of the Ministry of Public Security from September 15, people will be able to present paper cards integrated into their electronic identification VNEID accounts to replace paper cards. From September 15, Circular 32, which outlines the duties, authority, formats, guidelines, and practices for patrolling, managing, and handling administrative violation of road traffic by the traffic police, will take effect. When this circular takes effect, some new regulations will also be altered. Particularly, the VNEID electronic identity account information will be as valuable as the paper version. When being checked by traffic police, people will be able to present documents on VNEID in replace of paper copies. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.